经文是在彼得前书三章十二一到七节，彼得前书三章一到七节，照样做妻子的要顺服丈夫，这样即使丈夫不信从真道，也会因为看见妻子贞洁和敬虔的品行而被无声的感化。你们不要注重外表的装饰，像编头发、戴金饰或穿华丽的衣服，要以温柔、娴静这些永不褪色的内在美为装饰，这是上帝所看重的。从前那些依赖上帝的圣洁妇女，都是以这些来装饰自己，并顺从自己的丈夫，正如撒拉顺服亚伯拉罕，称他为主人。所以，如果你们做对的事，不怕恐吓，就是撒拉的女儿。你们做丈夫的也一样，要按情理与妻子共同生活，因为他们比你们软弱，要敬重他们，因为他们和你们一样承受上帝施恩赐下的生命，这样你们的祷告就可以畅通无阻了。这是神的话语。
Did you enjoy the choir?
你们啊、
Lots of rhythm, eh? Yeah.
刚才的诗歌大家喜欢吗？
On July the 9th, Catherine and I celebrate 30 years of marriage.
7月9号是我和凯瑟琳庆祝30年结婚纪念日的日子。
There is so much for me to be thankful to God for.
对于我来说，有很多事情是我可以非常感恩的。
Catherine is incredibly hardworking.
凯瑟琳是一个非常勤劳的人。
She shows grace and wisdom that dwarf any that I might have.
她对于我的不足有很多包容和智慧。
She's quick to care for others even when she is tired and exhausted.
她对其他人都很快的去关怀，即使她非常的疲劳。
She rarely complains.
她很少抱怨。
And she's an excellent cook.
她也是非常棒的厨师。
Most of all, she constantly lets Jesus inform her attitudes and outlook.
但是最重要的是，她不断地让耶稣去塑造她的性格和行为。
I cannot thank the Lord enough for this amazing woman.
对于这个奇异的女子，我对神有不断的感恩。
And I've learned so much about Jesus from her.
我从她身上学到很多关于耶稣的事情。
Today we come to a passage about marriage.
今天的经文是关于婚姻。
It's a passage that many think controversial.
这个经文很多人可能会觉得是保守的。
Peter's words appear sexist.
彼得的话语好像有性别歧视。
Wives must submit to their husbands, or wives are the weaker partner.
妻子必须顺服她的丈夫，妻子是比他们软弱。
Why does Peter say this?
彼得为什么这样说呢？
What does it mean for us today?
对于今天来说，这是什么意思呢？
And once I finish this sermon, will I escape this sanctuary alive?
当我完成这个讲道的时候，我还可以活生生的从这个大堂出去吗？
Let's remind ourselves of the context of this passage.
让这个经文再次来提醒我们。
Peter gives wisdom and advice to Christians living as strangers in the world.
彼得给我们的智慧和给基督徒的教导说，我们基督徒应该在这个世界上是客居的。
We have a new allegiance, and it's to Jesus.
我们有一个新的主人，就是耶稣。
Our calling is to live in such a way that others are drawn to Jesus.
我们被呼召是生活出一个活出一个样子，就是吸引别人来到耶稣的面前。
But this brings challenges.
但是这个是有挑战的。
First Peter chapter 2 verses 13 to 17 reminds us that we submit to human authority, but always put God first.
彼得前书二章十三节到十七节再次提醒我们，我们要去顺服掌权的人，但是我们要把神放在首位。
And 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 18 to 21 reminds us that we may live within an unjust social context. In Peter's day it was slavery, but we overcome injustice by how our suffering displays Christ.
在彼得前书二章十八节到二十一节再次提醒我们，我们可能生活在一个不公平的社会当中，在彼得的那个日子就是有奴隶，但是我们因为在我们的苦难当中，我们彰显耶稣，彰显基督的时候，我们就可以克服这些困难和不公平。
And 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 through 7, our passage today, reminds us that in marriage we live for Jesus.
在彼得前书三章一到七节，我们今天读的经文就是再次提醒我们，在婚姻当中，我们是为耶稣而活。
So first, marriage is a relationship of mutual respect.
首先，婚姻是一种关系，是一种平等、互相尊重的关系。
Peter begins by saying that wives are to be submissive.
彼得首先开始说到，妻子应当顺服。
Now this is not the first time that Peter has used the word submission.
彼得不是第一次用顺服这个词语。
If you look back, you'll see that he uses it in chapter 2 verse 13 and in chapter 2 verse 18.
我们回看的时候，我们看到他在二章十三节和二章十八节都用到这个词语。
I remind us of this because the Christian life is a life of submission.
这是提醒我们说到，我们基督徒的生活就是一个顺服的生活，生命。
Peter emphasizes this in chapter 3, verse 1.
在三章一节，彼得再次重点的提到。
He writes,In the same way, wives be submissive.
他写道，照样妻子应当顺服。
But in the same way as what?
照什么样的样子呢？
In the same way that Jesus went to the cross for you and me, as Peter has said in the previous verses.
就像彼得在前面的经文说到一样，就是照着同样的样子，就是耶稣。为了你和我走向十字架。
So what does that mean for wives?
对于妻子来说，这代表着什么呢？
Submission is the way in which Christ conforms a wife to his likeness.
顺服就是基督要我们活出他的样式。
Now this does not mean that a woman dumps her brain or her will when she is married.
这并不代表说一个女子结婚的时候，她们要把她们的想法和她们的一些意愿去扔掉。
Submission is not subjugation.
顺服不是说被征服。
But submission is an act of dying to self.
而顺服是一个行为，就是自我死去的行为。
So a wife who submits rejoices when her husband takes a leadership role.
当一个妻子顺服的时候，当她知道她的丈夫有一个带领的角色的时候，她是欢喜的。
She knows that when he does, she finds true freedom in the same way we all find true freedom when we submit to Jesus as Lord of our lives.
他明白，当他这样做的时候，他会找到真正的自由，就好像我们在耶稣里，当我们认耶稣是主的时候，我们也找到真正的自由。
But what of husbands?
那丈夫呢？
Can they demand submission from their wives?
他们可以要求他们的妻子顺服吗？
No way.
不可以的。
Peter begins his instruction to husbands with the same phrase, in the same way.Way.
彼得在一开始也用着同一个词语，就是说要照样。
Husbands are also duty bound to follow the way of Christ.
丈夫也有这个责任，就是跟从耶稣。
In the ancient world, husbands had absolute authority over their wives and families.
在古代的时候，丈夫对于他的妻子和家庭有绝对的权利。
And Peter's words are therefore revolutionary.
所以彼得的话语有一个革命性的改变。
Christian husbands must give up this absolute authority.
一个基督徒的丈夫，他们必须放弃他们绝对的权利。
They are to act with understanding.
他们的行为要有包容和理解。
That's what the word considerate in the English version in verse 7 means.
这就是在第七节说到的按照情理。
But understanding what?
但是明白什么呢?
understanding who their wife is.
去明白和理解他，他的妻子。
Peter says that wives are the weaker partner.
彼得说，妻子比他们软弱。
Now, weaker partner could, of course, mean physically weaker.
软弱当然也可以指是身体上的软弱。
But there is another meaning.
但是有更大，有其他的意义。
Weaker partner can mean legally weaker.
软弱也可以代表说法律上的软弱。
In ancient times, a wife had no rights.
在古代的时候，妻子是没有权利的。
So Peter is saying that Christian husbands are not to take advantage of a wife's legally weak position.
彼得说到，就是说，作为一个基督徒的丈夫，当他们知道他们的妻子是在法律上有一个软弱的位置的时候，他们不可以欺负她。
Instead, they give up this right for the sake of Christ.
相反的，他们因为基督的缘故，他们放弃这个权利。
So what does that mean for Christian husbands today?
所以对于今天来说，基督徒的丈夫是应该怎样呢？
In pre-marriage counseling, when I conduct it, I remind couples that marriage is a covenant.
在婚前辅导的课程当中，我总是提醒这些年轻人说婚姻是一个盟约。
On their wedding day, the couple will make promises.
在他们的婚礼上，他们会做一个宣誓。
To love, comfort, honor, and keep one another in sickness and in health, remaining faithful as long as both shall live.
去爱，去安慰，去敬重，彼此扶持，不论是生病还是健康，只要他们活着，他们都彼此忠心。
These are serious words.
这些都是一个非常严肃的话语。
One practical way husbands can show respect to their wives is how they speak about them in public.
所以一个很实际的方法就是说，在公众场合，丈夫是如何谈论他们的妻子。
Preparing this sermon, I came across many jokes about marriage.
当我预备这个讲道的时候，我想到很多关于婚姻的笑话。
I confess an aversion to them all.
我承认我不喜欢他们。
Whether we're married to a Christian spouse or not, it is never appropriate to joke about marriage or put down our spouse in public.
无论你是与一个基督徒，你的伴侣是否基督徒，但是在公众场合去谈论、去开婚姻的玩笑，或者去贬低你的伴侣，都是不适合的。
But our wider world seems to enjoy jokes about marriage.
但是在这个社会上，很多人都喜欢这样做。
And yet, Catherine is the most precious human being on the face of the earth for me.
凯瑟琳对于我来说，在这个世界上是我最珍贵的人。
I will not, nor do I ever have reason to speak negatively about her.
我不会，也没有任何理由在公众场合我去谈论她负面。
She is, as 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7 says, heir with me of the gracious gift of God.
她是就像彼得前书三章七节这样说到，她是和你们一同承受上帝赐恩赐下的生命。
In God's eyes, she and I are equal.
在神的眼里，她和我是同等的。
And she submits to me by letting me serve her.
他顺服我，让我去服侍他。
So marriage is a relationship of mutual respect.
所以婚姻是一个平等、互相尊重的关系。
It's also a relationship of growing maturity.
婚姻也是一个成长、成熟的关系。
Some years ago, I heard a preacher say something that continues to inspire me.
几年前我曾经听到一个讲道人至今也非常的鼓励我。
What if marriage is not primarily about making you happy, but making you holy?
如果婚姻最重要的不是要你认为开心，而是让你成为圣洁。
If my motive for marriage is to satisfy my need for happiness, then Catherine becomes a means to an end, not a person I cherish.
如果我婚姻的动机只是说来满足我自己快乐的需要，而不是 凯瑟琳就成为一个被我利用的对象，而不是一个我去真爱的人。
But if marriage is about becoming holy, then my longing is for Catherine to become the person God desires her to be.
如果婚姻是成为圣洁的话，我对凯瑟琳的渴望就是让我她成为她神需要渴望她的成为她的人。
And that's maturity.
那就是成熟。
For Peter, such maturity is about the quality of our inner life, not external appearance.
彼得这样说到，他这种成熟就是我们内心的生命，而不是说外表。
Our society seems fascinated with the perfect body, stunning looks, and gorgeous figure.
但我们社会上，我们都非常，大家都渴望有一个完美的身体，有一个非常啊很好的外表，或者很好的身材。
But true attraction is not found in these things.
但是真正的魅力不是在这里面。
Of course, Peter is not saying throw out all your cosmetics.
但是这里当然，彼得不是说把你所有的化妆品的扔掉。
But neither is he saying that godliness is striving to look like the models on the catwalks of Paris, New York, and London.
但也不是说他要我们都是像好像巴黎啊、纽约那些啊、伦敦那些啊秀走秀上面那些模特一样。
If wives, and we might also include young women looking to attract to men, or husbands, or young men looking to attract women, if they think that outward looks are going to succeed,Please think again.
年轻的女子或者妻子，如果你们觉得是因为你们的外表去吸引你的丈夫和别人，你们就要再思考一下。
Gucci, L'Oreal, Ralph Lauren, and Chanel might draw the eye, but they will not draw the heart.
Gucci 这些啊 ，L'Oreal, Ralph Lauren 这些名牌。他们可能会吸引你的眼睛，但是不可以吸引别人的心。
The kind of boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife worth attracting is someone who loves you for who you are, not primarily for how you look.
你们要的男朋友或者丈夫，他们吸引他们的，他们啊，不是你自己的生命，而不是你的外表。
It was Agatha Christie, the famous murder mystery writer, who was also a Christian.Who, having married an archaeologist, said this.
一个著名的作者啊，阿加莎·克里斯蒂，她曾经啊，她啊啊结啊与一个考古学家结婚。
An archaeologist is the best husband any woman can have. The older she gets, the more interested he is in her.
她说到啊，考古学家是世界上最好的丈夫。啊，是所有的妇女想要的，因为当你越老的时候，她越对你有兴趣。
For the Christian wife, such beauty means cultivating what does not fade, a gentle and quiet spirit, as 1 Peter 3 verse 4 says.
作为一个基督徒的妻子，他们就是要说到，你们要去培养一个永不褪色的内在美，就是温柔和娴静。就像好像在彼得前书三章四节这样说到
，And these are not passive attributes.
这是不是一个负面的性格
？Gentleness and quietness are signs of strength.
温柔和娴静是一个充满力量的性格。
Inner strength that is not controlled by what's happening around, but by responding to God.
是一个内在的力量，而是不是被外界的环境所控制，而是去回应神。
Even during this past week, as Catherine and I wrestled to try and buy a small apartment in Vancouver or care for two children with significant struggles, I am in awe of how Catherine looks to God.
在过去几个星期的时候，我们一直挣扎，就是凯瑟琳和我去在温哥华找一个小的公寓和而且同时我们去怎样去照顾我们的两个小孩的时候我是非常敬佩、凯瑟琳她是如何去 专心仰望神
Constantly she says We will trust the Lord
她不停地说到我们要去相信神
And she does so with a gentleness and a quietness which are according to 1 Peter 3 verse 4 of great worth in God's sight.
他这样做的时候，他是符合彼得前书三章四节这样的说道，要以温柔娴静这些永不褪色的内在美为装饰。
It's about inner maturity.
这是关乎一个内在的成熟。
As 1 Samuel 16 verse 7 says, a person looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.
在经文中这样说到，人看外表，耶和华看内心。
And what of husbands?
那丈夫呢？
Peter says something that should cause all husbands to sit up and take notice.
彼得说到这些一句话语，是可以让我们所有的丈夫都留意到。
He links the attitude towards our wives with the effectiveness of our prayers.
他把我们对妻子的态度与我们祈祷的有效性联系在一起。
Just look at the end of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. It says there, so that nothing will hinder your prayers.
在最后一节彼得前书三章七节说到，你们的祷告就可以畅通无阻了。
So husbands, how is your spiritual maturity?
所以丈夫们，你属灵上是有成熟吗？
Our wives and our families deserve better than shallow maturity or half hearted commitment.
我们的妻子和我们的家庭是可以不是说要我们去有一个肤浅的成熟和我们不是全心的去爱神。
In pre-marriage counseling, I use the illustration of a triangle.
在婚前辅导的课程当中，我用了一个三角形去表示。
God is at the top.
神是在上面。
Husband and wife are at either side on the bottom.
妻子和丈夫在下面的旁边。
When both draw closer to God, they draw closer to each other.
当他们去靠近神的时候，他们也是彼此互相靠近。
So spiritually mature husbands are passionate about following Jesus Christ.
当一个丈夫他属灵上成熟的时候，他对神，他对基督是有激情的。
Marriage is therefore a relationship of growing maturity.
所以婚姻是一个互相彼此互相成熟、互相成长的关系。
Finally, marriage is a relationship that points to Jesus.
最后，婚姻也是一个让我们去归向耶稣的一个关系。
Here is the main point of this passage.
这是最重要的一点。
It's a situation that many wives and husbands find themselves in.
这是一个情景当中我们所有的妻子和丈夫所应该有的。
A wife comes to faith in Jesus, but her husband remains an unbeliever.
当一个妻子有他们相信耶稣的时候，但是丈夫还是不信的时候。
Throughout my pastoral ministry, I've seen the struggle many women face when they want to live for Jesus but receive no support from their husbands.
在我牧会的这段的经历的当中，我看到很多有妇女，她们去挣扎，当她们去想为耶稣而活的时候，但是她们得不到丈夫的支持。
I remember one situation in England nearly 30 years ago.
让我想起在30年前，在我英国的时候。
The wife became a Christian, but her husband despised her new faith.
妻子成为一个基督徒，但是丈夫轻看她的信仰。
One day he turned to her and said, "It's either me or Jesus."
有一天，他对他的妻子说道，在我和耶稣之间，你选择一样。
How does a wife react to that?
那妻子去如何去回应呢？
In this case, she had the courage to say, "Then it's Jesus."
在这里，她非常有勇气的说道，我选择耶稣。
Thankfully, the husband realized.That his wife was not going to compromise her faith, and the marriage continued.
很感恩的在这里就是看丈夫看到他的妻子不会去妥协，因为他的信心不会去妥协，所以他们的婚姻还是持续的。
But it's not always like that.
但是有很多时候不是这样的。
In Jewish and Roman culture, when a woman married, she automatically adopted the faith of her husband.
在犹太和罗马的文化当中，当一个妻子结婚的时候，他们自动的去跟随他们丈夫的信仰。
His faith became her faith.
丈夫的信仰成为妻子的信仰。
But what happened when a wife became a Christian?
但是如果一个妻子成为基督徒的时候会怎样呢？
Peter does not say she should return to her husband's faith.
Peter 没有说她要去跟随她丈夫的信仰。
That's impossible. Jesus is Lord of her life.
这是不可能的，因为耶稣是她生命的主。
Instead, Peter tells her to live in such a way that her husband is won over.
相反的，彼得说到，她去活出一个样子，就是去赢得她的丈夫的心。
It's as if he says that her purity and reverence now preach to her husband.
所以她是说，她用她的贞洁和敬仰神去对她的丈夫说。
What does that mean?
这代表什么呢？
She remains faithful to her husband and in her devotion to God.
她忠于她的丈夫，同时她也去敬拜神。
Like the wife who had the courage to tell her husband, then it's Jesus, the wife shows her husband that he has nothing to fear from her faith.
就好像这个妻子，她有勇气对她的丈夫说：“我选择耶稣。”她对她的信仰没有任何的惧怕。
She will continue to love, affirm, and encourage him.
她会继续的去爱他，去承认和鼓励她的丈夫。
At the same time, she demonstrates that loving God brings new depth into her love for her husband.
在她的同时，她也显示出，当她去爱神的时候，她对丈夫的爱去到一个更深的程度。
In a very real way, she now takes the lead in the relationship.
所以在这里很多方面，她是有一个带领的作用。
She directs her husband to Jesus by how she lives.
因为她的生活，所以她也去把她的丈夫指向耶稣。
She points her husband to Jesus.
她带领她的丈夫去看到耶稣。
Before we conclude, let me make one more point, since this is the first time I've preached on marriage at Trinity.
在我总结之前，让我们看到一个非常重要的一点，这是我第一次在这个教会讲关于婚姻的道。
This passage, and others like it, which you'll find in Ephesians 5 or Colossians 3, do not require a wife in an abusive relationship to continue suffering abuse.
许多经文好像在以弗所书5章21节和6章9节和哥罗西书3章18节和4章1节，我们看到我们不是去要求一个妻子，当她在婚姻当中有被暴力虐待的时候，她不需要停留在婚姻里面。
When marriages break down, it is desperately sad.
当一个婚姻破裂的时候，是非常悲痛的。
But there is no way a pastor or a church should counsel a woman to remain in a marriage when she is abused.
但是没有一个牧师或者教会去教导一个妇女，当他们在婚姻当中被虐待的时候，他们还要再停留在里面。
Violence in the home is not to be endured.
家庭暴力是不可容忍的。
Talk to a pastor or our church counselor if you need to. Please.
如果有这个需要的话，你可以跟教会和牧师谈话。
Nearly 30 years ago, I married Catherine.
将近30年之前，我与凯瑟琳结婚。
I love her with all my heart.
我全心的爱她。
If you are married, I encourage you today to tell your spouse, whether he is here or she is here or overseas, encourage you to tell them how much you love them.
如果你是已婚的话，我鼓励你去告诉你的伴侣，不论他是在哪里，他是在外地还是在这里，我鼓励你去告诉他你多么的爱他。
And if you are widowed, I pray you may know God's gracious blessing as you remember your spouse.
如果你是丧偶的，我也在这里祷告，就说让你看到，当你去纪念你的伴侣的时候，你有多么大的神的恩典与你。
And if you are unmarried or not yet married, I encourage you to consider carefully what marriage means.
如果你是单身的，或者还没有结婚的，我也都去鼓励你去仔细地思考婚姻是到底的真正的意义。
And remember the triangle, draw close to God, and you will draw closer to your spouse.
请记住那个三角形，当你靠近亲近神的时候，你与夫妻之间的感情距离也是亲近的。
At the end of the service, we're going to sing a hymn
但我们在最后我们去唱一首诗歌。
And following that, there's always opportunity to receive prayer.
所以, 之后也可以再来到前面, 有个祷告。
So I invite you to do so if you need to.
所以我邀请你来到前面有一个祷告。
Amen.
Amen.